KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 4 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Topping Western Iowa news, three people died and two others were injured during an accident Thursday morning south of Denison in Crawford County. The State Patrol reports a 1997 Ford Windstar van driven by 52-year-old Penny Hulsebus of Defiance was traveling north on Highway 59 at around 5:10 a.m. At the same time, a 2008 Nissan Rogue driven by 46-year-old Saul Armando Guzman Oranala of Denison was traveling southbound. The van crossed the center line of the highway and struck the SUV head-on. Hulsebus and two rear seat passengers in the SUV died at the scene. They were identified as 48-year-old Maria Petra Garcia Hernandez and 42-year-old Erica Leticia Dionisio, both of Denison. Oranala and a third passenger in his SUV, 50-year-old Herme Yaneth Guzman Hernandez of Denison, were injured in the crash. They were transported to by Crawford County Ambulance to the Crawford County Hospital, then later transferred to the UNMC in Omaha by LifeNet and Midwest Air Ambulance, respectively. All of the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. The accident remains under investigation. A sheriff's deputy from Pottawatomie County observed a suspicious truck parked at a motel in Avoca Thursday morning while he was on routine patrol. And after he contacted the driver, 24-year-old Jonathan Lee J. Behrens of Harlan, it was learned the Behrens had an active warrant through Pottawatomie County. Behrens was arrested at around 1:50 a.m. and transported to the Pott County Corrections, where he was being held on a $2,300 bond for driving while barred as a habitual offender and theft in the fifth degree. A Cass County man that was arrested earlier this week by Cass County deputies was picked up Monday by Pott County deputies on a felony warrant for gambling, enticed participation in a fraudulent game. 39-year-old Stephen Keith Zybig of Griswold was transported to the Pott County Jail, where he was held on a $5,000 bond. Pott County Sheriff's Office said also 38-year-old Ian Lee Lieb of Shelby was brought to the Pott County Jail by an Audubon County deputy this week. Lieb was being held in the Pott County Jail for violation of probation and on a fugitive from justice warrant from Audubon County. His bond was set at $10,000 altogether. Authorities say 49-year-old Michael James Ray of Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday afternoon for attempted burglary in the third degree after deputies were called to a residence on Ray Lane for a disturbance. A 28-year-old woman told the deputy that her neighbor, Michael Ray, came to her door and began banging on the door and tried to push it open. An investigation determined that he had allegedly tried to force his way into the woman's apartment in an attempted burglary. Ray was being held in the Pott County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And at around 2:40 a.m. Thursday, 32-year-old Nicholas James Gatlin of Council Bluffs was arrested on charges of domestic assault with injury and obstruction of emergency communications following an incident involving his 32-year-old wife, who suffered apparent minor injuries during the altercation. Gatlin was brought to the Pott County Jail, where he was being held without bond. A Good Samaritan is credited with saving a mother cat and her litter of six kittens from certain death. Deanne Nelson, a spokeswoman for the Midlands Humane Society in Council Bluffs, said they got the call Wednesday as temperatures were plummeting.
Someone had found a box of kittens in a dumpster at an apartment complex. We went down and picked them up, and it happened to be a mom and kittens taped up in a box.
All seven cats are in decent shape now. Nelson said they were obviously pets.
They were in good weight. They looked pretty good, actually were socialized, and in good health. So they had been somebody's cat.
With all the resources available, Nelson is still appalled by that type of animal cruelty, as the cats would not have survived for long.
There's so many other avenues that people can take. You don't have to do that. There's rescues and the shelters and, you know, just even Good Samaritans that will bring them in for you. There's no excuse.
She's confident the cats will all be adopted soon. The person responsible for taping the animals into the box and dumping it into the dumpster at the Chapel Ridge Apartments has not been found. A hit-and-run accident Wednesday night in Creston resulted in an OWI charge. Authorities say 48-year-old Cody Patrick Shea of Shannon City was cited for OWI first offense following an investigation into the incident that took place around 10:50 p.m. Wednesday in the 500 block of North Chestnut Street in Creston. Officials say Shea was driving a 2017 Audi Q5 northbound on Chestnut Street when his vehicle struck a legally parked 2011 Ford Focus owned by a Creston man. Shea left the scene but was located and still in his vehicle at the time. Damage from the incident amounted to $9,000. And two felons listed on the U.S. Marshals' Most Wanted list were caught after a high-speed chase that started in Sergeant Bluff and ended 30 miles later in Lamar's. Dennis Morris reports from Lamar's.
The two have been identified as Gabriel Verbesky and Chase Reeson. They were seen driving a pickup truck that was clocked at going over 100 miles an hour as they entered Lamar's. Police officers gave chase as the two tried to elude officers by traveling through the streets and across residents' lawns. The two left the pickup and then fled on foot and were chased by both Lamar's police officers and Plymouth County Sheriff's deputies. They were arrested a short time later and taken to the Plymouth County Jail. Verbesky had felony warrants for running away from the Sioux City Residential Treatment Facility for a third time. Reeson is also wanted on felony warrants for running away from Sioux City's Residential Treatment Facility after assaulting two staff members. Additional charges are still pending. I'm Dennis Morris, Lamar's.
In our funeral announcements, Donald Jorgensen, age 91, of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Jorgensen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Elnora Nori Fett, age 98, of Audubon, died January 23rd. Funeral services for Nori Fett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Maxine Schwery, age 85, of Panama, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Maxine Schwery will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the St. Mary's of Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Catherine Ackerman, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Ackerman will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Charles Turner, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday. A visitation for Charles Turner will be held February 10th from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Marlene Wiley, age 74, who's formerly of the Macedonia area, died January 16th in Arizona. A memorial graveside service for Marlene Wiley will be held at a later date. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.